Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Empress of Salt and Fortune by Nhi Vo, narrated by Cindy Kay. Chapter 1. Something wants to eat you, called Almost Brilliant from her perch in a nearby tree, and I shall not be sorry if it does. Chiming bells. G rolled to their feet, glancing around the perimeter and squinting at the jangling string of bells that surrounded the small campsite. For a moment, they were back at the Abbey and Singing Hills, late for another round of prayers, chores, and lessons. But Singing Hills did not smell of ghosts and damp pine boughs. Singing Hills did not make the hairs on G's arms rise up in alarm or their heart lurch with panic. The bells were still again. Whatever it is, it's past. It's safe to come down. The hoopoe chirped something that managed to convey both suspicion and exasperation in a two-tone call. But she came down to settle on G's head, shifting uneasily. The protections must still be up. We're very close to Lake Scarlet now. We wouldn't have even gotten this far if they were. G considered for a moment. And then they stepped into their sandals and ducked under the belled string. Almost Brilliant fluttered up in alarm before coming down to land on G's shoulder this time. Cleric G, go back to your campsite. You are going to get killed, and then I will have to tell the Divine how terribly irresponsible you were.
Be sure to make a good account of it, G said absently. Hush now. I think I can see what made that racket. The hoop.